Pacifico, Phil Henry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And that means we've got about an hour left here in our evening together each and every night. Truth is our bitch. We're in our loft set now, for those of you watching us on Phil TV. Behind me are various slides that we play. And occasionally I can throw the internet up on there and see what's going on there. I don't think we have any late-breaking stuff. And by that I mean news, bud, not anything having to do with mugs or pitchers or anything you throw.
Yeah, you see, late breaking.
Yes, he means late. It's a news term.
All right. Speaking of news, we were talking before the news break at the top of the hour of a story in South Africa where 15,000 crocodiles escaped from a crocodile farm. And you, Margaret, asked how they got 75 miles away. Do they walk that fast?
Yes, and let me just say something. You know, Phil, to make me the butt of the joke. And please watch what you're going to say, bud.
You said butt.
So?
Yeah, so?
That means it's fair game to make a joke.
Can't he make a joke if she says butt?
No! What is it with you guys? Are you 5 years old?
I don't know. I'm just trying to find out.
The butt of the joke means that I am the butt end. Not literally a butt, which I know that's what you'd like to joke about. However, you're making me the butt, the rear end of it, yes.
Okay, and if the, okay, then you would be sat on, right?
What do you mean I'd be sat on?
Would you, can I interrupt here and help you, all three of you? When you are making a statement, Margaret, and I say, you know, that was funny, don't make an issue out of it, because now we have to do this whole conversation about you being the butt of a joke. You're not the butt of the joke. You just said something rather amusing. You said, can crocodiles walk that fast?
It was a logical question.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was. I got a laugh out of it. But maybe it was a logical question. It's not a bad question to ask. How do crocodiles get 75 miles away from a crocodile farm after the gates have been opened? Now, we know the gates of this crocodile farm were open because there was a storm surge, the water came in, and the farmers, the people that supposedly know, opened the gates so this storm surge would not be as damaging, I guess, as it became. But in so doing, 15,000 crocodiles got off of this farm. Now, many of them wound up in the river. And to answer your question, how does a crocodile get 75 miles away? In the river.
Oh.
All right. So that crocodile that wound up on a rugby pitch was in the river.
What do you mean pitch? What's that supposed to mean?
That's what it's called, bud. They don't call it a field in Europe or in England. It's called a pitch.
What?
Take it easy, bud. Not everything is going to be, you know. That's what they call it, a pitch.
Yeah.
And they call it a match.
And a match, what's that?
A game.
And here's one that's really going to blow the top of your head off, plate and all. When it's a game that's 1-0, they say 1-0.
I know about that. That's gay. That's gay as all can be. But I didn't know about... What do you mean blow the plate off?
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret. 1-0. All right. So in any event, the crocodile did get 75 miles away, did wind up on a rugby pitch, and I'm assuming was recaptured because I didn't hear of anybody being eaten. Crocodiles are different from alligators. Alligators are North American alligators that we know and sometimes love. Crocs are much, much bigger. They inhabit those enormous, you know, rapidly moving rivers of the great African outback. They are, you know, they're pretty heavy animals, man, literally and figuratively. And they have been known to eat, like, don't they eat, like, elephants and stuff?
Get out of here, an elephant.
You put me on or something? There's no way.
I don't know, man. I mean, I've heard that they eat really big animals, crocodiles. They're big animals.
Last time I saw a crocodile was on the Disneyland cruise.
Yeah, I seen one there too.
Yeah, when you're on the Disneyland cruise.
That's not a real crocodile.
I know that it's not a real one. What do you mean it's not real?
Those are not real crocodiles, man, in the Disneyland cruise.
Okay, but the guy shoots it, so.
You know, Mr. Henry.
Wait. Just hold on. Those are not real crocodiles.
Why does the guy shoot it?
It's a fake gun. Are you two idiots going to tell me
Look, I'm getting tired of her calling me an idiot.
Well, I'm going to join her in that. You are an idiot. Are you two guys trying to tell us that you think the crocodiles of the Disneyland cruise are real?
I'm sure you go, what are y'all nervous about?
I'm not nervous. I'm starting to lose my temper. Do you think they're real, Robert?
I thought they were, yeah.
They're not. Are you nuts? And that gun...
Why is it so crazy, man? I mean, they got all kinds of... They got zoos, don't they?
Well, that's ridiculous. Every time you take the Disney cruise, they kill a crocodile. Is that it?
Yeah, they've got a... That's why they have crocodile farm. Go get another one.
Yeah, that's why they have a crocodile farm in South Africa, to go get another one after they kill one every Disneyland cruise. Look, man, the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, it's all animatronics. It's all fake. That's why Disneyland is Disneyland.
I know about that, but I thought the Jungle Ride was different.
You got to start crying and everything.
No, I'm not.
No, the Jungle Ride ain't different, man. It's all animatronics, which means they're fake. The crocodile's fake. That hippopotamus that they're always saying, hey, watch out, you know?
Yeah, that's the one that's going to up it. It's going to hit the back of the boat.
Yeah, that's fake, too.
Okay, so the natives are fake, too?
Yeah, the natives are fake.
Well, why do they got to be fake?
The natives are fake, too. What, are they going to get some real guys?
Yeah, why? Anyway.
The natives, all of the animals are fake. Just because they got zoos, and just because there's animals in zoos, and just because that, you know, doesn't mean that you're going to train these animals so that they attack a jungle ride.
When you laugh, it encourages them.
Encourages them to what? These idiots think that it's a real thing. Okay? And when they shoot that gun, man, that's blanks.
I knew that you couldn't kill people with it, but...
I'm shocked. I'm stunned. You guys have said some stupid stuff. There's no question. But for you to try to tell me that you think the Jungle Ride alligators and...
No. Crocodile.
Okay, crocodiles were real flips me way out. So that's the story there, man. The surrounding South African province of Limpopo has been hit by serious floods, which have killed 10 people and made many more homeless. The floods have also ravaged neighboring Mozambique, with tens of thousands of people being evacuated. Blah, 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 blah. Animal safety experts warn people to stay indoors and stay away from the crocodiles. Yes, indeed.
What about that man, that poor man, Steve Irwin?
What about him?
Didn't he get attacked by some...
Well, the man lost his life in interacting with some animal. I don't want to disrespect his memory by getting any of this wrong. I know that he was a very unique guy, and he had special talents and special skills that made it very entertaining for people to watch him on TV and interact with many of these creatures that are wild, that are not even trained, and yet there he was, week in and week out, delighting audiences worldwide. Unfortunately, whatever happened, and the poor man lost his life. But, you know, animals, like anything else, and I'm not sitting here, you just can't attribute to animals the things you'd like to attribute to humans. You can't say, oh, that bad animal, I'm going to have it killed. Animals, unlike human beings, are instinctive. They have their moods, but their moods are based upon just the overall comfort. Do they have food in their bellies? Are they procreating? Do they have others of their kind with them? Do they have their territory to roam? Animals are fairly easy creatures to predict and to make happy. My feeling is about zoos. Putting an animal in a zoo is as unnatural as it gets, and you're only asking for trouble. And when that tiger mauled that jackass... Guys that crawl into the cages with tigers should only die. I mean, I swear to God, I wish they would. That one guy that got mauled?
You want that guy to die? He went in there because it was a spiritual event.
Oh, was that what it was, a spiritual event? I got news for you. You know what it was? It was that guy having too much Sneaky Pete wine. That was his spiritual event. I bet you he downed a jug of Red Eye and then crawled into this lion's den and was going to do some Vulcan mind meld on the lion, man, to try to groove with the lion. And he's lucky that lion only swiped a paw at him and clawed his freaking back or whatever it did. You know, and then they ask the question, are you going to kill the lion? Why? Why would you harm that animal?
Well, the animal attacked a human being, Phil. We can't have that.
Well, then have the human being sober up and not go into the lion's den.
I understand that, but people have a right to drink.
They don't have the right to crawl into a lion's den taunt an animal, because that's what they're doing, basically. He thinks he's doing the Vulcan mind meld or whatever he's doing. He's one with the animal. The guy that had it right, God rest his soul, was that poor Tim Treadwell.
Oh, you're going to start talking about a guy that got ate up by the bear again.
Well, you know something? That's a pretty damn good lesson. That's a guy that knew what he was getting into. He knew what it was all about. He screwed around, and he got eaten. And I say good for Tim, because he was a brave man, and he left his diaries and his journals and a great deal that we can learn from. Good for the bears for being bears, and good for nature. That's where it's at.
And so you think flying into someone's base camp, finding only a hat, a shoe, and one of their legs, that's okay?
Are you talking about Treadwell?
I don't know what they found of him.
Not much. But yeah, if that's where it's at.
You think, okay, flying in a guy, what do you call it?
A base camp.
Flying into a guy's base camp, and you find a head and slacks, and that's okay.
All right, bud. You know what?
Is that a...
Just shut up. We're going to take a break. Slacks and a head. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth so you've been is flying our into bitch. A guy's base camp. The Phil Hendry Show.
And you find a pair of moccasins. And a head.
Yeah. Spiritual awakening.
What kind of a spiritual awakening is some jackass? Welcome back to the show, folks. We're still having this argument.
Well, you don't understand, Phil. There's a difference between humans and animals. Human wins, animal loses. Human, animal. Here's the human, here's the animal.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. I mean, if a human being...
Will you guys wait a minute?
No, if a human being wants to go somewhere, you said it yourself.
I said... that human beings, because we are the creatures that we are, intelligent, sentient, self-aware, we have not only certain rights, but we have responsibilities. We're aware enough as creatures to know that if we disseminate this planet, if we destroy what we have, it's going to ruin not only the planet, it's going to ruin our own experience of this world. It's going to ruin us as people. We this is why we call it being humane. When we talk about being humane, we're talking about, most of the time, being humane toward animals, because it's degrading to us if we do not act in a humane way. If we abuse an animal, it degrades us as human beings, okay?
I'm not talking about abusing an animal. I would never do that. But if a man wants to... Well,
Margaret, are you telling me that this jackass that went into that lion cage...
No, but I'm saying he had a very spiritual mission. And I just saw, you know, can I say something?
Go ahead.
What channel do you have this on? Because I just saw some woman's big, fat rear end in a bikini bottom, just almost as if she was rubbing it against the lens of the camera. What is that?
That's Investigation Discovery. Hold on. What are you talking about?
What's wrong? Can't you breathe?
Well, she shocked me, telling me that lady rubbed the butt. I didn't see it.
Oh, I bet you wish you did, huh?
Well, you only go around once in life, and...
I'm saying, what is the channel?
It's Investigation Discovery. What did you see?
I saw some woman in blue panties practically rub both cheeks of her butt against the camera lens.
All right, let's take it off of here, okay, Robert?
No, it's a crime show, man. It's only... They didn't mean to do that. See, they're interrogating somebody.
I don't want to have a bunch of stuff up here that Margaret's going to complain about.
Oh, is that it? You don't want to get sued?
I'm telling you, I want to have a work environment... Turn the channel.
Yes!
I said to turn the channel. Turn it on to sports or something.
Here, put it on Animal Planet. Put on Puppy Bowl.
No, Puppy Bowl isn't here.
You guys do that in the other room, please. Puppy Bowl. That's not till a Super Bowl, I think.
What is?
Puppy Bowl.
That's Puppy Bowl, yeah.
It's on the same day as the Super Bowl.
Well, that's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Well, they're trying to counter-program the Super Bowl. I don't understand.
No, they're not trying to counter-program the Super Bowl. They wouldn't in their wildest dreams think of counter-programming the Super Bowl. The Puppy Bowl is a cute little option for people that don't want to watch the football game. It's very enjoyable.
Do you watch it?
I watch it after I watch the Super Bowl, yeah. A lot of us like both of them. A lot of us like the Super Bowl, and we like the Puppy Bowl. All right, so that's the how I feel about that. And as far as the SeaWorld goes, I'm on record. You know how I feel about SeaWorld. I hate the place. I can't stand it. I wouldn't go there if you paid me. I certainly wouldn't take a child there. And that's just how that goes.
And I think what you're doing there, well,
you know, you can say whatever you want to say about what I'm doing there. I'm not trying to do anything other than to, if I'm going to be a good father, then I'm going to be a good father. All right, so, and I know wanting to talk about this, Bob Green is on the line. Bob is the CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, and a long-standing member of our sometime contributing panel. Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I heard some of the comments you made here about SeaWorld, and I wanted to call up and speak on their behalf because we've done a lot of promotions with SeaWorld. We think it's a wonderful place for a family to enjoy themselves.
All right, that may well be, and I know you have a business, and you say you've done promotions with SeaWorld. What do you mean?
Well, the first thing I want to do is get very clear here, Phil, that I'm not going to be interrogated like I'm some punk that just got picked up on snatching chains or snatching a purse. I want to talk as an adult with you.
No, Bob, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Well, you know, you're saying, what do you mean?
Bob, he is being very defensive tonight.
Whoa, hold on. I'm not defensive. I'm sorry, Bob, if my tone was wrong. Let me restate it. May I?
Yes, please do.
All right, Bob. Your store has done promotions with SeaWorld.
Yeah, I already said that.
Well, now, who's being a smartass now? You know.
Phil, I called up to straighten out some perceptions that you are giving off, and maybe that's not the way to say, you know, when you have a perception and you are saying it to people, is that correct? Can I say you're giving it off?
Well, I would say it's giving it off in much the same way that an odor can be given off, if you take my meaning. And I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, okay. You're giving off, as in a bad odor, a lot of perceptions. What's so funny?
Well, were you asking me for grammar instruction, or were you trying to insult me, or what were you saying?
What I'm trying to say to you, Phil, is you let off, well, I guess that sounds like a fart. But
I have perceptions that I'm communicating.
All right.
That you don't agree with.
I think the perception, first of all, is if I'm doing a promotion with SeaWorld, that makes me suspect.
I'm not saying that at all. I understand business. I understand there's a great many people that enjoy SeaWorld. Bob, I don't think that at all. You called up to defend SeaWorld. The fact that you have some business, some commerce with them by way of promotions for your customers... I don't have a problem, Bob. You'll forgive me if I say, were I in your store shopping, I would pass on the SeaWorld promotions, okay?
I understand that, and that is your right as an American citizen. But I'm glad you clarified. What I want to say is this. I think SeaWorld affords an opportunity for families all over America, wherever they come from, whether they're going to the SeaWorld in San Diego, which is the one that we very heartily endorse. There's the SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida. I think it gives children and adults alike an opportunity to see some of nature's most magnificent animals up close, to watch these animals interact with each other and interact with human beings. It's a lot of fun to watch the sea lions. They have the Sea Lion Act. They have the dolphins. And at the end of a very difficult day, when things have not been going your way, and maybe on the weekend you take your children over to SeaWorld, and you can watch as God's creatures, in all of their beauty, do something that you, frankly, were not able to get during that week your employees to do, which is basically do what they're told, you know. And I've always said, Bill Jasper and Terry McAllis, a couple of people that I work with, I said, SeaWorld for me represents that. I can sit down and watch a dolphin, a sea lion, a whale do what a human tells it to do, and it doesn't give... You know, I don't know what you did, a lot of back lip or something like that. So there are a lot of reasons why we go to SeaWorld, you know.
All right, so let me just be clear.
Bob, hold on. I know Phil, and I know what he's going to do. Phil, that's not the only reason why he goes to SeaWorld.
All right, what is he going to say?
Hold on, I'm going to say it as soon as we come back from our break. Please Margaret, I know it's not the only reason, but Bob just said he goes to SeaWorld for at least one reason, to see creatures doing what they're told.
Yes, unlike some of my employees.
All right, so you can relax and enjoy watching a sea lion do what the human tells it to do.
Yes, I do. All right, you think that's some big point you're going to make?
All right, hold the line. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Well, if you think you're going to get your cookies by... No, that's not a good
Phil
point.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have a story here about the CDC detecting a new norovirus strain that causes that has caused 140 outbreaks since September. This is a stomach bug. A new strain of the norovirus stomach bug that has been sweeping the globe is taking over the United States, according to researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Margaret?
Well, I was going to say, they've got a picture of a cruise ship. And I really think that's unfair. Frank and I have taken a great many cruises. Yes, when you come off of a cruise, and again, I would ask you to keep them from saying anything.
All right, you two guys, I don't know what she's going to say.
Just
don't say anything.
Please?
When you come off of a cruise ship, I think everyone who's ever been on a cruise can agree, you spend 3 or 4 days... evacuating a loose stool, probably a very runny stool. This is normal, and in point of fact, is expected. And I think Ted Bell said it best when he said that, like a fine wine being savored for its bouquet, you can savor a good steak or even a fun cruise by the quality of the...
Of the bowel movement?
Of the bowel movement? Can we grow up a little bit?
Margaret, I didn't do anything wrong.
I neither.
You're the one that stopped and went, well...
Because I anticipated what you were going to do.
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
You were going to go, ha ha ha. Now, the point that I'm making, I think these kinds of reports malign the cruise business. They malign the relaxation that we have. There are a great many wonderful cruises you can go on, a great many wonderful adventures. Yes, all for the price of perhaps a loose stool. All right, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, so when we go on a cruise...
Don't condescend to me, Phil.
I'm not condescending. When you go on a cruise, though, I've been on cruises...
Well, you went on the Disney cruise with the kids.
Yeah, that's the cruise I've been on. Isn't that a cruise?
Last time I checked, it is a cruise.
Yes, it's a cruise.
All right. I went on two of those and never had a problem. You know, it's a great cruise.
It's a kid's cruise, so they're not going to allow the diarrhea to take effect. I don't know. Phil, why are you looking at the camera with a cockeyed look as if, get a load of Margaret, isn't she a hoot?
Margaret, what does that mean, they're not going to let the diarrhea take effect? If you go on a cruise...
I'll tell you what it means.
Hold on. If you go on a cruise, and it's an adult cruise, what you're saying is they allow for the fact that there's going to be a stomach bug and diarrhea and vomiting. But a kid's cruise, they can't afford it.
Exactly.
Well, I think that that's very, very... you know, suspect. I think that's very derelict, and I think they could get into a lot of legal troubles there. Oh, well, you know, it's just adults, so we'll go ahead and not warn them that there's a potentially, you know, disruptive virus that's on board here, and we'll just go ahead and have our cruise, and if a few people come down with diarrhea or vomiting, whatever.
Well, you're not going to start an onboard panic by running down... This is what you would do, Phil. You'd run down the hall between the cabins going... Oh, someone sprayed...
Hershey squirts! Ah!
Excuse me.
Okay, here she goes.
That's right.
You have diarrhea?
I'll kick your...
Ow!
You brought it up, man. You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, okay, man.
You know, I'm glad that we got sidetracked, because all I wanted to say was that this is a virus that's, they've got a cruise ship here. I don't know. It was an outbreak on board the cruise ship, the Queen Mary II, that sickened 204 passengers and 16 crew members. On Thursday, the CDC identified this new strain of norovirus. I don't know what the hell that is. I've never heard of it before. I haven't gotten stomach flu for years, man. The last time I got stomach flu is when I first got married, and I was first around the kids. They were very young at the time. And I think I've told the story, but I got sick with the stomach flu when the kids were home one day. It was a Saturday, and I was looking out, you know, I was babysitting. And I went to the grocery store. I left the kids. They were cooking something when I left them. See, there's all four of them, the oldest being 9 or 10. 10, 9, 7, and 5. And they're all there in the kitchen cooking, whatever. So I go, I'm going to go to the store. So I come back. And I started feeling really sick in the store. I was in the grocery store, and I was like, God, man, I am really...
Do you like when you go throw up?
Yeah, I felt like I was going to puke. I did. And I got to get out of here, man. So I left the grocery cart with everything in it right there in the aisle, got in my car, drove home. I walked through the front door, and what hit my nose was the smell of Rice-A-Roni. The kids were cooking Rice-A-Roni. And that's all it took.
Are you saying Rice-A-Roni caused you to puke?
Exactly. When I smelled that Rice-A-Roni, man, I went right into the toilet and just, burg.
Well, I hope Rice-A-Roni appreciates the plug.
And we're in the bathroom yelling, why?
Get a load of you, because I'm sitting on the toilet.
In any event, Rice-A-Roni, if you're listening, it's no comment on if you're listening.
No, not like the guy that they named it after might be listening.
Yeah.
The guy they named Rice-A-Roni after, huh? Who's that, Mr. Roni?
Or Rooney. Well, I don't know. It's pretty funny.
There's no guy that they named Rice-A-Roni after. It's the name of the dish, okay?
Okay. What are you getting all upset for?
Because you're sounding stupid. I don't know who the guy is that runs the Rice-A-Roni company. His name ain't Rice-A-Roni.
I didn't think it was Rice-A-Roni. I thought it was Mr. Roni or something.
In any event, if they're listening, okay, I don't mean anything against your company. It's a delicious dish. I was sick, and it's just the Rice-A-Roni hit my nose the wrong way, and I puked, man. And I was a sick animal all that afternoon. That's the last time I puked, but, man, I had, like, I was aching, and it was one of those sicknesses. The only thing that makes you feel better is being in a hot tub of water. That never fails to make me feel better, at least temporarily. And when I came down with, like, swine flu, man, only thing I could do was get into this hot tub. I was taking baths like every half hour, you know, just to get some relief. But it sucked. So now they got a new one here. And this, you know, all I want to say to you guys is be on the lookout, man. Norovirus, which was once called the Norwalk virus, is easily transmittable and can be riskier for young children, the elderly, and people with other medical conditions, leading to hospitalization or even death. Good Lord. These kinds of contagious bugs cause bouts of diarrhea and vomiting and are often spread in places like schools, cruise ships, and nursing homes. Thank God I'm not in any one of those.
Well, you already had a flu shot.
I had a flu shot, but I don't know if it covers that stuff. See, I worry now about the flu because the last time I got it is... The new strain is making people sick in Japan, Western Europe, and other parts of the world. It was first identified last year in Australia, and it was called the Sydney strain. Yeah, I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
In the U.S., it is now accounting for about 60% of norovirus outbreaks, according to the CDC, published January... Boom, 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 boom. Great. There you go. There's your health alert here from the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, talk about a website, too.
That's right. The website, the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com, gives you access to close to 5,000 hours of full radio shows, 5,000 hours of the Phil Henry Show. Many of you have recently been exposed to, if you'll pardon the expression, exposed to, our show by way of our podcast, the Phil Henry Podcast, which is one of the highest-rated comedy podcasts over at iTunes. You can find that if you go to our homepage, philhenryshow.com, and you click on the banner. Let me show it to you here. If you are on philhenryshow.com, you can see there, Phil Henry Radio, left side, and the new podcast. And that will take you to our podcast. Once you do, you'll be able to listen to the full shows that those podcasts were taken from with a backstage pass. You can also watch our nightly video cast along with a video cast archive, along with our daily podcast of the radio show. We have other miscellany, which includes television pilots that we've been in, television interviews, radio interviews that we've done, so on, so forth, and like that there. We also have character clips. So there's all kinds of stuff that you can avail yourself of from the one of the great radio shows in the history of man on this planet, The Phil Hendry Show. I got to get somebody to record that for us, you know?
Why?
Because it's starting to sound a little egotistical, you know?
Well, who do you suggest?
I don't know, man. Just anybody, you know, get just anyone. He could call himself Humphrey Bogart for all I care. Just someone, a third person doing it, because then I won't sound so full of myself, which, of course, I am. All right, guys, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming back. Just a couple of little odds and ends on Tiger Woods. He's got a new woman in his life, Rachel Nichols, jumping to CNN, and other stuff. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, let's see. I'm hoping to find this story. I'm over on our Facebook page. This is our fan page, by the way, at Facebook. And if you're on Phil TV and HD, you can see there's our fan page. But one of our fine fans, a guy by the name of Eric, posted this story about the waiter. I was trying to share this. Here it is here. The waiter who refused service to a family that was bitching and peeing and moaning about some poor little boy who had Down syndrome. Now, the waiter's name is Michael Garcia, I'll read this to you. Usually when a waiter refuses to serve someone at a restaurant, customers complain. In this case, customers cheered. The waiter in question, Michael Garcia, has been receiving goodwill and friend requests on the restaurant's Facebook page since word spread that he stood up for a child with special needs. Garcia, who works at the Houston restaurant Lorenzo's, this is in Houston, Texas, was waiting on a family who are regulars in the restaurant, and they have a 5-year-old child, Milo, who has Down syndrome. The server said that another family at the restaurant commented on Milo's behavior, which Garcia described as talking and making little noises. Garcia moved the complaining family to another table, but they were still unhappy. The father reportedly said special needs children need to be special somewhere else, which was probably...
That was a real smart-ass thing to say.
Probably the wrong thing to say, because after he said that, the waiter then took a stand. He told FoxNews.com that such talk is ignorant and is due to people's fear of the unknown. He said, my personal feelings took over, leading him to tell the father, sir, I won't be able to serve you. The family then left the restaurant. It didn't take long for the story to get out. The eatery's Facebook page has received praise from people in Texas and beyond. Facebook user Tisha Baker wrote, thank you so much for speaking up when most just turn away. The grateful mother of Milo, Kim Castillo, added her thanks online the night of the incident on a friend's Facebook page. Yay for people like Michael who not only love my son for who he is, a customer and a little boy with Down syndrome, but also stand up for him no matter what. So that was, kind of an interesting thing.
There's just one small problem with the story that I've got, and I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade, Phil. I thought it was very nice of what he did.
I thought it was nice what he did, if.
If what?
Go ahead. I think Bud's thinking what I'm thinking.
If it happened.
If it happened. If it happened. The mother of the little boy.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, if you're going to be a journalist, Mr. Henry.
See, here's what I'm saying. How did word spread? You see where they say that word spread?
No. Can't people do something nice and just have it stand on face value?
Unfortunately, Phil, the days that we live in now, with so many imbeciles making things up.
So you think that was made up?
I didn't say that. I'm simply saying when it says word spread, well, there's only one way that the word could spread. And that was Mr. Garcia blowing his own horn.
Yeah, he blew his own horn.
Yeah.
He blowed his own horn, huh?
Or I mean blew.
He blew a horn. He blew his horn. He blew his own horn.
All right, so let's say he did, okay?
All right.
Let's say he said, you know, if something happened today. Let's say he went ahead and he shouted it to the rooftops. If it happened, it happened.
Well, I think it makes him saying, I'm sorry, Phil.
Okay, that's...
I'm sorry, but it's that Turkish coffee you serve.
Ms. Gray, everybody heard a belch.
Oh, really, bud? Thank you. Now, can I keep going?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. This guy gets off of work. He tells this man off. He tells the guy, listen, I can't serve you. You're a very insensitive person.
Okay.
All right. Even the mother might have said to him, oh, thank you very much, Michael, for doing that. That's very nice of you. Thank you. Now, I don't know. I could be crazy. But things like that happen, and you then say, gee, it was really nice to meet those people. I'm glad I said what I said. And you leave work. And then she goes home.
All right, but can I interrupt?
Go ahead.
Of the two people, the one more likely to say something would be the mother of the little boy.
Why do you say that? That's ridiculous. I think he'd go home and start blowing his horn.
Yeah, he'd blow it.
He'd go home and start blowing his horn.
I think he's a young man. What's the first thing a young man does when he comes home from work? Well, he does the obvious, and then he gets a beer and he goes on Facebook. And
does the obvious.
She's talking about...
Would you not do that with your wrist in your hand, please?
Well, I had to let Mr. Henry know. I can't say it on the air.
Oh, is that what a young man does the first time he gets home from work?
I would think so, yes. So then he goes on Facebook. He's got a couple of beers in him. He's feeling no pain. He's figuring, what the hell? Let's go for broke. I did a really special thing. I told some slob, and you can guess the rest.
Well, Margaret, I don't necessarily believe it happened that way. I think that's a rather cynical view of it. To say that the guy came home, did what he did with the hand and the wrist motion, then had himself a beer.
You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, you brought it up, so I thought you'd like to hear the way it sounds.
Would you watch your tone with me?
What did I do?
Well, you brought it up.
You brought it up, and so I thought you'd like to hear how it sounds. Now, you said he got a belly full of beer.
Yes.
And he decides to go on Facebook feeling no pain and starts yakking about what a big shot he is.
That is entirely believable.
Okay. Is it not entirely believable that he came home, thought nothing more of it? Maybe he mentioned it to a friend, but, you know, he went about his business. And it's the mother of this kid that went on Facebook and said, we just saw the greatest thing, this wonderful young man who's a waiter at Lorenzo's restaurant in Houston, this and that, you know.
Yeah, right now the people are Lorenzo's are going to be talking about it, and they're saying the Phil Henry show is squatting all over it.
That's a good point, Mr. Henry.
What, that I'm bad-mouthing Lorenzo's restaurant?
Yeah, it sounds like you're squatting on it.
No, what do you mean squatting on it?
Would you clean it up, please?
I'm not doing anything other than talking to Margaret about it. She's the one that brought this up.
Yeah, but you're allowing it to happen.
Bud, I'm going to kill you. You brought it up along with her. I am taking the side of the restaurant. And you, Margaret, you know, I'm sorry, you're a reporter, you're suspicious. I guess you're just going to have to stay that way. I don't buy it. I think that, you know, it took off. It says the restaurant has its own Facebook page.
Oh, well, they didn't. Are you trying to tell me the restaurant said, hey, look what our waiter did? He chased away some business. And here at Lorenzo's, what we love to see is a family that leaves. Is that what they're saying?
I would think if I was Lorenzo's restaurant, I would like to play up the good deeds of one of my employees. I wouldn't necessarily say, he chased away business. I would simply say, here is one of our fine young waiters, and, you know, we believe in protecting our customers and making sure they have a pleasant time. And this was a little boy with Down syndrome, and here was his family, and there was a little bit of abuse going on. And yes, sure, this is what he did.
Well, I think it's chasing business away if you do it that way.
I don't know. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, my father owned a coffee shop. It wasn't a big restaurant like that, but he's not going to chase somebody out just because they're acting like a slob.
Your father wouldn't chase somebody out there acting like a slob?
Not that all they said was, hey, tell that special needs kid, maybe put a feed bag on him or a gag on him, something like that. My father would just as soon laugh.
See?
Your father would laugh if somebody said, ball gag that kid with Down syndrome.
Yeah, because what you want to do is make everybody feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's the idea. You got to get everybody comfortable and not with a ball gag.
With a ball gag.
Yeah, because he heard a guy say that one night in his restaurant. My father had that coffee shop on Flower. And one night some guy come in, I forget what it was. Somebody had a loud kid. The guy said, ball gag that kid. And my dad's all, yeah, ha, 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 like that. And, you know.
No, I don't know, man. No, I don't know. That's why, I guess I wouldn't be a very good restaurant owner or anything like that. That's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard.
My father loved everybody, you know. But he tried to be friends with everybody.
Ball gag that kid.
Yeah, and then my dad's all, yeah, ha, 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 wa, ha, ha. And then he said, hey, Robert, get those, you know, try to get that last basket of dishes before I leave. I said, yeah, Dad.
What were you doing?
Washing dishes.
World famous Phil Henry Show, produced by Phil Henry and Dan Northcraft. Come online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass and enjoy yourself with said backstage pass. I know you'll enjoy it as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. And, of course, big things happening behind the scenes tomorrow morning. I hope you join us for that as the Phil Henry Show tests the new feed, the new Apple-friendly feed. Until then, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Henry.